You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but it can also bring understandable stress because every pregnancy is different. There are big unknowns and discoveries along the way that are just out of our control. A variety of testing and screenings are available to give soon-to-be parents a clear picture of the baby's overall health and development. One screening is for spina bifida, which is an abnormal development of the spine that can carry lifelong disabilities, including paralysis. Up until now, parents have the option of treatment after birth to reduce spina bifida's defects, but it is far from a perfect solution. UC Davis Health discovered a completely novel approach that is a first in the world. It's a surgery using stem cell treatment, and that takes place while the fetus is still in the womb. The trial began last year, and this month was a historic milestone. UC Davis Health announced three babies have been born after undergoing this groundbreaking treatment. Leading the trial is Dr. Diana Farmer, chair of the Department of Surgery at UC Davis Health. Welcome to Insight, Dr. Farmer.
Hi, Vicky. Happy to be here.
So for those who don't know, what is spina bifida?
So spina bifida is a condition where the spinal cord and all those structures around it, the actual bony spine and the muscles and skin fail to close. And so it leaves, that happens at about 6 weeks in gestation. And that leaves that vulnerable spinal cord tissue, that developing spinal cord, exposed to the environment, to the amniotic fluid, to rubbing up against the mom's uterus. You know, you can feel the baby kicking later. So that causes damage to that spinal cord as it's developing.
Historically, what solutions have been available for spina bifida?
Well, I myself am a fetal surgeon, so I've been involved in fetal surgery now for myself about 30 years. It actually started, the first fetal surgery was almost 40 years ago.
Wow.
So it's been around, but previously, fetal surgery was reserved only for those fetuses that were either going to have fetal demise, they didn't make it through gestation, or would die immediately after birth. So partly because, you know, the risk to the mom for fetal surgery is significant. It's a little, I think of it as like donating a kidney or something. A healthy person has an operation, but not for their benefit. For the benefit of someone else. In this case, it's the developing fetus. So in the early days, until we knew more about the safety of fetal surgery, we only did it for fatal fetal conditions. Spina bifida is not usually fatal, but it's pretty bad. These poor kids, you know, have problems with extra fluid on the brain. They can be paralyzed. They can't pee normally. They can't poop normally. And that lasts for life. So we started doing work on coming up, just ask the question, if we did this before birth and just did the same operation, protected, covered that developing spinal cord, could we make the outcomes better? And this was published. The answer was yes. So this was published about 11 years ago. I remember it because I was just applying for my job at UC Davis at the time. Moving from San Francisco to Sacramento. And that was groundbreaking. That changed the standard of care. It definitely showed that if you had surgery before birth, it was better than after birth. And in addition to improving a lot that fluid on the brain problem, it also showed some improvement in the leg function, in the paralysis. Kids went from only 20% being able to walk if they had surgery after birth to 40% being able to walk if they had surgery before birth. So it's still good. But what I noticed was, well, heck, that means there's still 60% who can't walk. So, and that if we got some improvement, maybe we could get more, that there was plasticity. There was hope for that spinal cord. It wasn't just bam, fixed at 6 weeks gestation. So I started collaborating with spinal cord injury experts at San Francisco General and a bioengineer at Berkeley, and basically brought him with me to Davis. And we went back to the lab and spent the next 10 years researching new solutions.
And now we have the CURE trial, and that combines surgery with stem cells. What is the benefit of adding stem cells, and how is that different than what was previously conducted?
So it's really exciting, and we're super excited about stem cells. Stem cells were just kind of being discovered about 10 years ago. And frankly, all this work was supported by California taxpayers through the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, CIRM, which is an unbelievable engine for scientific discovery and for bringing new business into California. So they have been wonderful supporting this work. And what we discovered was that placental-derived stem cells. So if you think about it, the placenta, in my mind, is just an amazing organ. It grows and then it goes away in 9 months. It does its job. It protects the fetus from being rejected. It makes giant blood vessels. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. I think everyone should study the placenta. But and then it's just discarded. You know, every time a baby's born, the placenta is just thrown away. So we started looking at cells derived from the placenta. And it turned out they had extra special characteristics. They were different than the same kind of cells derived from bone marrow or adults. So we started working in the lab and engineered them in a special sort of neurogenic way. So they paid attention to neurons. And we discovered that in animal models and in dogs who have spina bifida, it made them better. If we applied those cells, those specially engineered cells, directly on the spinal cord. So we got approval through the FDA, and it's brand new. These placental stem cells have never been put in a fetus before or in the central nervous system.
How are they put on a fetus?
So they are, these cells are attached to kind of a patch that's normally used, already approved, to close the dura, the protective lining around the brain and the spine. So we put those directly on the patch. Then we use the patch to close the dura, just like we would in an operation before birth or after birth, and then close the skin over that. So the only thing different from the regular fetal surgery operation is putting the cells on the patch.
Now that you've experienced some milestones this month by having successful births after the stem cell treatment, what did you learn from these pregnancies, from these first patients who took part in this trial?
Well, this is what's called a phase 1/2a trial. So the FDA is very cautious, as were we, to make sure that these cells were safe, right? That they didn't cause some strange abnormal growths, they didn't cause tumors. Because one of the advantages of some kinds of stem cells is that they're what's called pluripotent. You can turn them into different things. You can replace tissues. You can do lots of things. So these stem cells are a little different. They're more like mesenchymal stem cells or different categories that these mostly focus on muscle and things like that. But they were from the placenta. So this was strange too. And they're put in a fetus, which is also, if you think about it, the fetus is one big regenerative thing, right? It's making new eyeballs and fingertips and hair and all the time. So the FDA was pretty nervous. So what we learned from these first three patients is that there appear to be no safety concerns. We haven't seen anything unexpected. It hasn't interfered with the regular repair. And we had our first meeting of our safety monitoring board, our oversight board, who concluded the same thing and gave us permission to continue the trial.
How did it affect the development of the fetus by completing fetal surgery and using stem cells with that patch? How did development change? Hopefully for the better.
Yes. So we aren't going to know. So I think what you're asking are, what are the outcomes?
Yes.
You know, are the cells making the kids, you know, walk? Well, if you think about it, unlike sheep and dogs, kids don't walk till they're 2 years old anyway. So, and it's always hard to forget, which is part of why this disease is so frustrating, because all babies can't walk and they're incontinent and, you know, they have diapers. And so parents often don't realize that their child, if untreated, might always be in diapers and might always not be able to walk. And that's one of the reasons I think this is such a devastating and nasty disease, which is why I've wanted to do something to make it better.
And given that this trial is...
We're not going to know for
about
another
years.
Couple of years what the real outcome is. But I can tell you that in our animal models, we had great results in outcome. So we're hoping we see that in the humans as well.
So with that, finally, what is next for the CURE trial? Because you're in the first stage and, you know, you're kind of in a waiting game when it comes to the babies that were just born.
So what's next is that when we finish the next three patients, although frankly, we're going to ask the FDA for early permission to treat patients at a faster pace because it has appeared to be so safe in our humans as well as in our animal models. So if we get that approval, we'll be able to treat another about 30 patients, hopefully over the next year or two.
Wow, that's significant. Dr. Farmer, thank you so much for explaining this. It's fascinating.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dr. Diana Farmer is the Chief of Department of Surgery at UC Davis Health, talking about conducting the world's first treatment for spina bifida using stem cells while the fetus is still in the womb. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.